Last Thursday, October 4th, thousands of workers at 7 Marriott hotels in downtown San Francisco went on strike. The strike is also taking place in 8 other major cities around the country, including Oakland, Detroit, Boston, San Diego, San Jose, in Maui, and Oahu. One of the main slogans of this strike is one job. The 2,500 Marriott hotel workers in San Francisco say one job should be enough to make ends meet when you're working for the richest hotel company on earth. The Marriott is the biggest hotel employer in San Francisco, and according to Forbes magazine, Marriott International is now the largest and most profitable hotel chain in the world. To talk about the strike, we have with us Anand Singh, president of Unite Here, Local 2. That's the union of more than 12,000 workers in the hospitality industries of San Francisco and San Mateo. Anand, thank you so much for speaking with me today.
Thank you and good morning.
Good morning. So it's been a week since your strike started. What's the latest on the strike and what are the demands your members have?
Well, we've started the second week yesterday. Strikers are on the lines and their spirits are very high. We are, maintaining those lines 24 hours a day. Our demands remain the same. We're demanding that one job should be enough to live and work in the city. And so really our central demands are a contract that reflects economic fairness, because the cost of living and Marriott's profit margin have greatly outstripped the gains that workers have achieved over the years. So we need a big step up economically. We need to protect our health care plans. We also are demanding real job security, because as we see automation and technology flow into the hospitality industry, we demand a voice at the table to make sure that workers whose lives and jobs will be impacted by such technologies have a real say in their implementation.
And San Francisco is part of a national strike that's taking place in 9 other cities. Is there a coordination with the other cities?
Yes, all the cities have individual contracts. So workers are at the bargaining table locally in each of the cities. We're also coordinating very closely nationally. We years ago set out to line up contracts with other cities, make sure that we are bargaining at the same time, since we're dealing with the same large multinational hotel chains. I think that we have a lot more power and workers stand together in cities across the country than we do when we go at it alone. So we've been in very close contact and coordination from day one. We continue to do so. And I think that the more that we can build those connections between working people, and technology, frankly, makes that a lot easier to do these days, the better that we are as a union in representing our members and getting the best contracts possible.
And what are the specifics of how the strike started? Your members voted to strike in mid-September, correct?
Yes, our members voted overwhelmingly in mid-September, margin of over 98% to authorize a strike. We've been at the bargaining table for months with Marriott. Marriott, as you mentioned, is the largest and richest hotel corporation in the world. They've certainly done quite well here in San Francisco over the last several years, and they're forecast to do much better over the next several years. So, workers know that in their bones. They're in the hotels, they're doing the work, they see the business, they see the profits. And when they know that they're not, that the wealth that's being generated does not accrue to them, and we're struggling to make ends meet, that's led to, I think, a lot of anger and frustration on our members' behalf. So, the vote was overwhelming, and certainly our numbers on the picket lines and the strike have been overwhelming, and we're in it to win it.
And what's been the response from the Marriott administration?
Well, Marriott, just a couple of days ago reached out and asked for bargaining. So, for all the strike cities. So we will have, some bargaining later next week with the Marriott Corporation. That being said, I don't believe that it's going to get done in the next week. I think that we're significantly apart on the issues that matter most to our members. I think that Marriott is a giant, hotel corporation that continues to underestimate our members and their workers and our will to fight for what we deserve. So you know, we will attend bargaining. We will engage the company in negotiations. But unless they meet us on our key demands here, this fight will continue well into the future.
Well, previously we reached out to the Marriott for comment, and a spokesperson responded with the following written statement. We're disappointed that Unite Here has chosen to resort to a strike at this time. During the strike, our hotels are open and we stand ready to provide excellent services to our guests. While we respect our associates' rights to participate in this work stoppage, we also will welcome any associate who chooses to continue to work. What's your response to that?
Well, certainly they have the right to make such a statement. The fact that they say they continue to operate and provide excellent service, to me, is what stands out there. I don't see how you provide excellent service when the 20, 25, 30-year employees who have provided that service for your company over the years are out on the streets fighting for a better life for themselves and their families. I don't see how you provide the same guest experience when the servers and the bartenders who know those regulars, those guests by name, are fighting to make sure that they have their health care maintained over the next several years. So frankly, that statement is laughable to me. I know that we continue to be underestimated by this company, but we've seen just a swelling of public support for strikers. We've had folks come out to the lines, bring food, bring themselves and picket with us. Our spirits are high. We're maintaining this fight, and we will fight one day longer than the Marriott Corporation to make one job enough.
And how have the guests been responding?
We have guests who are sympathetic. They booked made their arrangements far before, long before this struggle began. And are come out and are sympathetic. We've seen guests pull business. There are a couple of major, dinners held by nonprofit organizations and others that have actually pulled business from these hotels and demanded, a refund of their money, of their deposits. We've got guests who are frankly angry that they walk into the hotel and they're not provided the service that they've paid for. And sometimes they're angry at the management, sometimes they're angry at the workers. But look, we will continue to carry this campaign forward. Our fight's with the Marriott Corporation, and it's Marriott that's putting their guests in the crosshairs here. And they continue to accept money from, their travelers and their guests, and they're not providing the service that they promise, because the workers are the ones that provide that service.
And I know there's been an agreement reached between some of the hotel workers in Chicago and a few other hotels there, like the Holiday Inn, Mart Plaza, Hyatt Regency. Can you comment on that?
Well, I don't know the specifics of the Chicago arrangement. Certainly, I know our sister local out there, Local One, had different priorities in this campaign in terms of what they needed for their members. My understanding is they achieved those priorities. On the issues that we're fighting for and the cities that are involved with the Marriott strike, our priorities are a contract that reflects economic fairness and real job security. And while we, certainly stand by our brothers and sisters in Chicago, we still have not seen Marriott make the commitment in our cities to make one job enough.
And is there anything else you'd like to add?
Only that, we know we will win this fight because for us, the stakes are, our families, our children, our livelihoods. For the Marriott, it's a few dollars off their top line. It's, maybe some percentage of the gigantic tax subsidy they received from the Trump administration this year. For us, it's about, our futures. It's about our children. So the stakes are too high on our end. We know that we'll fight until we win, so we're in it for the long run. We're going to have a rally today. Strikers will converge around 4:15 p.m. next to the Four Seasons on Market and 4th, and we'll march through the city to celebrate 1 week out on strike. It's well into our second week now, and in it one day longer than the company to win the contract we deserve.
And where can people go to get more information about the strike?
They can go to our website, unitehere2.org, or find us on Facebook, Unite Here Local 2, or on Twitter, and we, you know, we'll have information about the fight. There's also MarriottTravelAlert.org is our website for travelers who are flying around this country and unsure about, you know, how, where this dispute's going and want to make sure they don't cross a picket line. So we encourage folks to check that out.
So, Anand Singh, thank you so much for speaking with me today.
Thank you.
We've been speaking to Anand Singh, president of Unite Here, Local 2, speaking about the current Marriott Hotel worker strike.